Proposing the existence of something that has not yet been observed is a risky business, but it sometimes works. Like any other field in a quantum mechanical theory, this new field, that is responsible for electroweak symmetry breaking, would have an energy and momentum that come in bundles known as quanta. The electroweak theory tells us that at least one of these quanta should be observable as a new elementary particle. Several years before Salam and I discovered a theory of weak and electromagnetic forces, based on spontaneous symmetry breaking, the mathematics of simpler examples of this sort of symmetry breaking had been described by a number of theorists, most clearly in 1964 by Peter Higgs of the University of Edinburgh. So the new particle that is necessary in the original version of the electroweak theory has come to be known as a Higgs particle. No one has discovered a Higgs particle, but this does not yet contradict the theory. A Higgs particle could not have been seen in any experiment done so far if its mass were greater than about 50 times the proton's mass, which it well might be. The electroweak theory is unfortunately silent about the mass of the Higgs particle, except to tell us that almost certainly it would not be heavier than a trillion volts, 1,000 times the proton mass. We need experiment to tell us whether there actually is a Higgs particle, or perhaps several Higgs particles, and to supply us with their masses. These questions have an importance that goes beyond the question of how the electroweak symmetry is broken. One of the things that we learn from the electroweak theory is that all the particles of the standard model, aside from the Higgs particle, get their masses from the breaking of the symmetry between the weak and electromagnetic forces. If we could somehow turn off this symmetry breaking, then the electron and the W and Z particles, and all the quarks, would be massless, like the photon and neutrinos. The problem of understanding the masses of the known elementary particles is therefore a part of the problem of understanding the mechanism by which the electroweak symmetry is spontaneously broken. In the original version of the standard model, the Higgs particle is the only particle whose mass appears directly in the equations of the theory. The breaking of the electroweak symmetry gives all the other particles masses that are proportional to the Higgs particle mass. But we have no evidence that matters are so simple. The problem of the cause of electroweak symmetry breaking is important not only in physics, but also in our efforts to understand the early history of our universe. Just as the magnetization of a piece of iron can be wiped out and the symmetry between different directions restored by raising the temperature of the iron above 770 degrees, so also the symmetry between the weak and electromagnetic forces could be restored